Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just got my ass blasted for giving them hell down in West Virginia. And here you get a hell of a job right here today. Good job. Three class guys. And you pick them out here and single them out. You can't get that damn nigga threatening guy. Shut up, goddamn. You can't get that nigga threatening guy. Hey, hey, hey.
What the hell is going on? Oh, that was John Chaney 26 years ago today.
It's Valentine's Day, man.
John Calipari.
Wasn't much love lost in that matchup.
Hold on, that happened on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Which I did not know.
I did not know that.
We're back, Marks and Reese. Yes, Valentine's Day.
Coach Chaney was not in the mood.
Not at all. Not at all. Back to the phones in a second. Being that it is Valentine's Day, Ike, I saw a... So I was just coming across a couple of Instagram pictures from Fletcher Cox, and so I mean, if you remember what happened a couple months ago now, Fletcher started seeing a girl or whatever, started dating her, and the ex-boyfriend. But let me just say this: Fletcher Cox did absolutely nothing wrong. This was like some crazy ex-boyfriend that was mad.
Yeah, the ex-boyfriend showed up player hating.
He did.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't think is a good idea. I'm not showing up to Fletcher's house.
He was mad as hell, though. The ex-boyfriend was mad, boy.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
But just looking at some of the pictures, it appears that they're an item because I believe the same girl, you know, he's tagging her on some of his Instagram posts. And he did, and you go to her page, while it's private, she says 91 with a heart next to it.
How about that?
So it's Valentine's Day. Fletch is probably having a nice evening tonight. Nice dinner.
Oh, yeah. She's nice.
Yeah.
Fletch got good taste.
He does, yeah.
Just got to make sure they are single beforehand, big dog.
Right, right. Which you know, so we wish Fletch a good night.
Hey, listen, Fletcher said, we heard that 911 call. Fletcher said, yeah, he outside my door. And if y'all don't get here soon, he about to get one of these hot ones put in him. Boy, listen. I don't know if Fletcher was ready to fire that thing, but I know what. If that dude had knocked that door open,
he would have fired it.
It would have been over with for that guy.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Fletcher decided to remain calm and make the phone call.
He actually handled it perfectly.
Yeah, because we know how some people are.
Yeah,
this,
no.
If it's the other way around, that's a brother on the outside knocking on the door. Yeah, we know how that's going down.
All right, well.
Fletcher, man.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day to Fletcher. Go get married, Fletch.
Yeah.
Oh, no, check that. Don't get married, Fletch.
Could you imagine if all of a sudden he – you know how what women can do to men sometimes, Ikey? Make them a total mess. And it wouldn't surprise me. Someone looks like that? Make you a total mess.
Fletcher, a total mess.
We don't need now, man. We need production. In 2021.
That's kind of why he had it down
2020.
Year, man. He had stuff going on, man.
It's a lot of stuff
get
going on.
Get his head cleared.
A lot of stuff going on.
And we
on.
Found out that Carson is not expecting another baby.
It's not. No.
He's
this
not.
This is the same. They're not some – we know that, you know, he's cool with
he
Jesus and
girl,
everything,
yeah.
But they can't have two babies like that.
It's cool
so
with
quick.
Jesus.
We are on top of everything in this show.
He can get some good treatment, but you can't – you know, that would be pretty crazy to be able to have a – kids like that. All right,
that'd be a quick turnaround.
Dean and Redding. Dean, who are you getting rid of? What do you got?
Hey guys, it's spring training, so can we start bitching about the Phillies yet?
Oh, we've been.
Oh, we did.
Yeah,
earlier.
We could nonstop. Let's go. Who are you getting rid of?
I'm getting rid of Segura. I cannot stand the guy. He's not going to get along with Girardi at all. And for God's sake, can we put Kingery at second base and stop screwing around with him? He's an all-star waiting to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, Segura, thanks, Dean. Segura has a contract that's hard to move.
And he has a no trade clause.
And yeah, he's no. Well, see, like, no trade clauses can. the only thing that's going to do is hurt who you can trade them to, or because, I mean, even if a player has a no-trade clause, you can be like, we don't want you anymore. So you better figure out where we can trade you to. But it makes it more difficult, and you probably get less value. But that's a tough contract to move anyway. You have to put your best team out on the field, and your best team on the field, I guess, is with Segura playing second base. See, like, he mentioned Joe Girardi. This is where Joe Girardi needs to get the most out of Gene Segura. Needs him to buy in. I think he's going to have a great effect on guys like Segura.
Yeah, I'll say the one thing I am happy about with Joe Girardi being here is that, A, it's not Gabe Kapler. And not that I didn't like Gabe Kapler, it's just that we know that they were basically managing the club from upstairs. And Gabe Kapler was just falling in line with what they wanted from Matt Klentak upstairs. Joe Girardi is not going to do that.
No.
Yeah, Joe Girardi is going to put the best guys out there that he thinks gives him the best chance to win.
Joe Girardi was hired by John Middleton, this is the kind of guy we want.
Yeah.
So he's not taking orders from Matt Klentak.
Yes.
He's reporting to the owner.
Yep.
Pretty simple. Let's go to Neil, Northeast Philly. Neil, how are you?
I'm good, gentlemen. How you doing, Ike and Mark?
My man.
What's up, Neil?
Hi, Neil.
Look, I wanted to just real quick about the Carson, Bryce, and NB. I just got a question. Of course, I'm going to say Carson. But I got a question, and I haven't been listening like every hour of every day, so I'm pretty sure I missed this. Has anybody ever said, if Carson had not got hurt, does he win that Super Bowl?
We'll never know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've said that. And
no,
I do.
No.
I believe it.
I know where Mark's going with the I don't know. Or we
I
can
said
never
we'll
know.
Never know.
I'm saying be honest with yourself.
No.
Yes,
with
he
that
would have.
Year, the way he was playing,
yes, he would
do
have.
You think he wins that Super Bowl?
No.
Yes. Because what Nick Foles did in the championship game and the Super Bowl, Carson Wentz was doing that all year long.
And that's where I'm at with him in general, because if you're just a real fan of the sport and you're being real with yourself instead of being partial because you don't like Carson, Mark.
No, you're being partial because you do like Carson. Neil. Because there,
no, nothing.
Hold on, but hang on a second. But hang on a second. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Hold on, Neil. You just spoke, so hang on a second. Nothing made sense that the Eagles beat the Super Bowl and Nick Foles outdueled Tom Brady, right? Like that's
because of Nick Foles as a backup quarterback. It would have made sense if the starting quarterback was in there. It didn't make sense because it was the backup
quarterback. The only way this team was winning a Super Bowl was with something as insane as Nick
Foles doing
that.
You're wrong.
Okay, that's your opinion.
You're wrong. I know it's my opinion. You're wrong. Because the team was a good football team. And if the team was good enough to win it with Nick Foles, you're trying to tell me they couldn't win it with a better quarterback?
In that game? I don't know that.
Yes, in that game.
Nick Foles played one of the best games in Super Bowl history.
I got news for you. Do you know the dude that played on the other side? His numbers were better.
They were.
So then it's possible that somebody could have played a better game than Nick Foles. I mean, it's possible that somebody could have played a
Neil,
better game
Neil, who are you
getting
rid
Foles.
Of? Who's the guy you're getting rid of?
No, Mark, I'm gonna tell you, but one more question.
No, that's not – I'm sorry, we had the run.
Yeah.
We're up against it. 888-729-9494.
That was the best team in football that year. That was the best team in football that year. They showed – they proved it by winning with the backup quarterback. They proved it.
But it would have been specifically on Carson to have to like, –
it would not have been, John. They would have been better because the defense, you still had home field advantage. The defense was giving up about 10 points a game at home. The only game that Nick Foles had to be outstanding – by the way, that game against the Falcons wouldn't have been 15-14 with Carson Wentz out there. We forget about that. That wouldn't have been a close game with Carson Wentz out
maybe,
there.
Maybe, maybe.
We're blowing everybody out. They didn't lose a game. The only game they lost at home that year was to the Dallas Cowboys in the last game of the season, 6-0.
All that I know is it took a once-in-a-lifetime performance in the Super Bowl to win by the hair on your chinny chin chin. And sorry if I don't know that Carson Wentz could have had that same performance. I don't know
that's
that.
That's fine. But I'm just telling you, I believe he would have. It's a hypothetical question. That's also, I'm saying hypothetically, If Nick Foles could have done it, why couldn't Carson Wentz do it when he's a better quarterback?
Hey, coming up, the Marks and Reese text line.
I mean, ask you this: if Drew Brees was playing with that team, could he have won the Super Bowl? You're telling me no other quarterback could have won the Super Bowl that year, but Nick Foles.
I don't know. Could he have? Sure, he could have. I don't know. I mean, what big game has Drew Brees won recently?
Well, I'm just asking you whether or not you believe any other quarterback could have.
No.
So no other quarterback.
The only way they were winning was with that performance.
Wow.
888-729-9494.
Nobody else could have won the Super Bowl but Nick.
What was the – since you want to continue this, what was the best win that Carson Wentz had where he had to come from behind and it was a back and forth?
The point was the question was, could the Eagles have won the Super Bowl with Carson Wentz? They were favored to win the Super Bowl before he got injured. That's why they turned into underdogs when Nick was in there.
Coming up, Marks and Reese text line and XFL picks for the weekend. How about that? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP live from Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. What are people saying on the text line? Find out next.
And we'll always love you.
We're back.
Sing it, Ike.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We'll always so I wasn't thinking of this stuff for Valentine's Day. But good job, Jack. Thank
Bodyguard.
You very much.
Whitney, man. Love her.
All right. Whitney
Bobby.
Houston. It was, no, it was.
Bobby Brown, right?
Who would Jack have answered? He would have said, like.
Somebody from Boys.
R. Kelly. Somebody like that.
Yes.
All right, we're back. I can't get off of Fletcher Cox's Instagram, and I'm wondering if I should because he blocked me on Twitter at some point. I don't want him to do that on Instagram.
Well, as long as you don't comment, you're good.
But so here is his. I'm not going to. Here is his Instagram that he put out. Happy Valentine to this tater gun shooting beauty. Love you at
tater gun.
Tater gun shooting, and then the video. I guess she's shooting.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
Yeah, she's shooting some kind of a gun. And then
a potato gun. That's a potato gun.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, tater.
Oh, what do you have that for? What's the point?
I don't know.
Is it like a sport? You shoot. Anyway, yeah. So then Shady McCoy gets involved in the commenting, "Yo, bro," and then Torrey Smith followed with some emojis of crying, laughing. So there you go, good for Fletch, man. All right, let's do the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro basketball, college basketball, and hockey at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. A Valentine's Day edition of the text line.
Jason Kelce, the face of Philly sports? What's next? Andrew Knapp is the face of the Phillies? Come on, man. Tom from Abington.
Tom, as usual, you show your probably below average intelligence with that text.
Oh, man.
So you're trying to compare Jason Kelce to Andrew Knapp? Like, at least give an appropriate comp.
Yeah.
It was dumb enough that you shouldn't even put it on there, Jack. Go ahead.
Wait, did Elliot just say his girlfriend is a Carson Wentz fan? She should tell that dweeb to buck off. Hashtag LTBB. Tom from KOP.
Wow.
Love it.
There you go. I agree. Go ahead.
Lawrence McCutcheon is the face of Philadelphia sports.
Yeah, Larry. Yeah. Howard put out a tweet saying something about Larry in parentheses. So he's starting to have fun with it. Any other screw-ups today, Jack, on Twitter from Howard down there?
No, he's starting to do it intentional, though, which isn't as fun. It's like when he figured out we like the name drops. He's starting to ruin it.
Yeah, no, so I'm not paying attention. No Lou Girardis or anything like that?
None of that.
No misspellings where he's not meaning to do it? All right.
LOL, all right. Rob is going to slap Jack around like Ruben Frank did to Seth Joyner. Brett and Exton.
All right, Ike, so what is your prediction for the Rob Cherry and Jack Fritz show? It's coming up on Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m., like in the middle of the day. It's good driving mm-hmm. around in the car, tuning in the WIP mm-hmm. listening time. What's your prediction?
Well, they'll talk some XFL. They'll get ready for the NBA All-Star game. They'll recap Saturday night's NBA action, Rob will complain about all the cool stuff that happened Saturday night, and Jack will not have watched anything that happened Saturday night.
Also, keep in mind, when you do a weekend show, it's easier to recap the week, so you can bring things up from earlier in the week. So, right. Jack, you may be able to talk some Embiid and
they'll talk some Sixer stuff, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your takes. So that's coming up. Remember, it's coming up Sunday, 1-6.
I've heard Ike sing a couple of times this week. I need an Ike covers album soon. Greg and Aston.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Only Marvin Gaye songs.
No.
Oh, that was hard. That was hard on me, man, that Marvin Gaye song, man. Yeah, because Marvin can sing and I can't.
Here's my proposal. 10 songs.
10 songs?
10's not that much, right? 10 songs, and you can do the majority of the songs that...
I got to do, like, auto-tune songs and...
Yeah, like, and then you get a couple audience picks, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, things that you'll sound good doing, and then we'll do it through a...
Well, I'm not going to sound good doing anything. You can bet on that.
I think you will. I think
we did a Levi Christmas album. We can do it for Ike.
And that sounded great. It's an excellent idea. It really is.
No, it's not.
And then, Jack, you could ask him to do a country song from Kenny Chesney or somebody. Or what if you did...
Well, those are the songs you ought to ask me to do.
Yeah.
The ones I wouldn't know how to sing.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Yes.
From, who was that?
Well, plus I like a lot of...
Billy Ray Cyrus.
I like...
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
Right. Maroon 5. Give me some Maroon 5 songs
in there. Sunday morning?
For a little... What is it? Sugar!
It's a great song.
Yeah, I love that song. Come on, man.
That's a great
Bruno
song.
Bruno Mars. Yeah, I'm all in on those guys.
Bruno Mars,
man.
You can do.
Yep.
DMX.
No female songs unless it's Celine Dion from Titanic. That's my favorite.
We can do that one too. All right, it's set. You have a deal, Ike.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jack.
The sports face in this city is the 14th best QB in the NFL. Yikes. Joe and New Hope.
Backslide. Yeah, you know.
Such a hater.
Something like that.
Such a hater, that Joe.
All right, get rid of that guy, Chris in Brookhaven. Last chance to get it in. Get rid of that guy. Chris!
Hey, fellas, what's up?
What's up, brother?
Yes, I can hear it. Listen, you need to get rid of the guy that's married on Valentine's Day and still buying gifts for these younger girls than his wife. Love the one you're with, brother. Love the one you're with.
What the hell just happened?
Get rid of that guy.
Hold on, so you're saying... The guy that's cheating on his wife and giving gifts to younger women?
Exactly. I've seen it 3 times today.
Really? Where did you see it?
What
was the scenario that you saw?
I live in a world of construction. I'm not going to tell you what union I'm with, but I'm telling you, there's guys that are married, and there's some females on the job because we're very diversified, and that's all they do is hit on these girls. I'm like, dude, you're married, man.
Got
what are you doing bringing gifts in for these women?
All right, I got you.
Get rid of that guy.
I mean, obviously there's men and women out there that aren't, you know.
Yeah, that was not a good one.
Jack put in parentheses, it's a good one. Hey, Jack. How you doing, buddy?
Wasn't a good one?
No, that was
Can I put a last second get rid of that guy then?
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the guy that quits his job, goes back to school, maybe at, say, Columbia, and then comes back to the office to show how smart he is? Because Ben Livingston's here.
Oh,
Ben is there?
Oh, Ben Livingston is here!
Yeah,
I retweeted Ben, because Ben put one of those tweets out there more or less saying, please discuss with me, but don't discuss with me. About, what was it, about Star Wars, Ben? What was it about?
Nerdy.
Hold on.
Put him on the microphone.
Hold on. Ben is at... He said, why? You know, Jack doesn't want to put him on.
Oh, I don't care what he wants.
He's there.
Affleck
was
the best Batman. He was a lot better than Christian Bale. I don't know why people won't admit this.
What are you doing?
Benjamin!
The movie was terrible. He was awesome.
Hey, Benjamin, listen. Hi. I don't know what you're doing over there at 2400 Market at the studio. Why aren't you down here at Chickie's?
My train got in like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, all man. Right. You could have came to see us. Come to see us.
There he is, everybody.
Pies?
All right, Ben, what's up, dude?
You got your salary?
I'm good. How have you guys been? I feel like everything in Philly sports went to crap after I left.
It did. You see that? He's trying to connect the dots.
Right.
Good work out of you.
Then I decide I'm going to graduate school, and everything's all downhill from there.
All right.
Yeah, how are the Sixers doing? How's that Al Horford signing working out?
It's not. The real question is, how many Twitter followers have you lost that you left radio?
65.
He knows the exact number.
Them. Yeah, no
so,
doubt.
So, and really, you should follow Ben now because he does create interesting Twitter discussion. What's your Twitter handle there,
at
Ben?
At BLive94. I haven't quit the brand yet.
Get rid of that guy.
All right, Ben. Well, good to talk to you, man.
I love you guys.
I wish we had more time, but we got to give our XFL picks.
All right, Benjamin.
All right, DC Defenders -6.5 over the Guardians of New York.
I'm going DC Defenders, brother.
I'm with you.
Matt McGloin is the quarterback of the New York team.
Tampa Bay, home favorites over the Seattle Dragons. 3-point home favorites.
I'm going Seattle Dragons.
Oh, no, no, they're at Seattle.
Yeah, I'm going Seattle Dragons.
12th man.
Dallas is a 4-point road favorite at the LA Wildcats.
Give me the LA Wildcats plus the 4 points.
See, that line's telling me Dallas.
Yeah, I don't give a damn what league it is. I'll never pick a Dallas team.
That's a good point. Finally, the Houston Roughnecks. This is your 6 p.m. game on Sunday.
Oh, that's my squad right there.
The Romo Nance game.
Yes, sir. That's my squad. The Paul.
The Roughnecks are a healthy 8-point favorites over the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Yes. You know why they are? Because they got the front runner for the league MVP and P.J. Walker. Give me the Houston Roughnecks this weekend.
I agree with you. And Houston is undefeated coming off a win.
Damn right. 1-0.
Exactly. All right, so there you go. That's
so
our
So who do I take? Houston, Seattle, D.C.
D.C. Defenders.
And L.A.
L.A. Wildcats, yep.
Yes.
All right, Team LeBron.
It's a positive John. Valentine's Day.
Real fast.
Arrow shot.
Team LeBron's 5-point favorites over Team Giannis.
Come on, man.
Giannis.
Give me the Greek freak.
You going
plus five.
Plus five. Yes. All right, there you go. What's my final speak love tonight, Jack?
To me, Jack Fritz.
Well, I mean, you should have said Ben, because I would actually like Ben. Ben, since he was leaving, it's like, you know what? You appreciate somebody more after they leave, and that's what it is with Ben. And, Jack, I appreciate you.
Jack!
And I appreciate some of your – when you work hard sometimes, even though now I convinced management to send you to Clearwater with us. So thank you very much for that.
Let's hope we don't regret that.
Yeah, exactly. But, yes, Jack, you're a rising star. It won't be long until you're trying to weasel off the show so you can host nights so you don't have to produce – anymore. So, yes, happy Valentine's Day, Jack.
Thanks.
There you go. Coming up, who's in tonight? Did Giglio take off?
Oh, Giglio's all over it.
Oh, it's a Valentine's evening full of Joe Giglio. It doesn't get more romantic than that.
Yeah, he won't be spreading much love tonight. I know him.
Is there anything less romantic than Tucker and Joe from 6 to 10 on Valentine's night?
I'm spooning with Sparty nightly.
Happy
cold-blooded, man.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy anniversary to Ike and Renee.
Yes, yes. Happy anniversary, man. Like Reefus and Cephas Winans. If you know who I'm talking about, we're still together.
Oh, everybody enjoy it tonight. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week. Good weekend. Jack, have a good one, man. We'll be listening on Sunday.
Me and Rob Cherry, 1-6, the old man and the millennial.
Taz, Bill, Matt, thank you. Everybody have a good weekend. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.